This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey.
Oh my god, hey girl.
Oh my god, hey.
What's that meme where it's like, hey. Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
It's how from you like, doing? I do, like it's how y'all
from,
doing?
Yeah. That's it's it. From like the Little Wives of somewhere.
Yes.
They're the wives. It's like it's a housewife series and they're all little people. And I won't say more because I don't want to say the wrong thing. And I've only ever seen that clip. But yeah, it's a good.
Is that what that's from? It's so interesting how you could know a theme so well without having ever seen the show.
Do you know like all the Real Housewives of? One of my friends is really into that. I don't know, not interested in myself.
It's overwhelming to me, and I feel like it is a blind spot because like I love reality TV and I love trash.
Yeah.
But it's just too overwhelming. Like, where do you start? Like, there's so many franchises and a million seasons of each. I did watch, I think, the first seasons of Beverly Hills.
Mm.
It is good. And then I watched a bit of Salt Lake City because I like anything with Mormons because I just feel like they're always kind of up to
interesting.
Mischief.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't watch the Mormon thing. I tried to get into it because I thought it would be about like Mormon lives and stuff. It's just about Mormon wives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That I felt that actively rotting my brain. I had to turn it off.
I want like a culty
thing. There was nothing in it.
Right.
It would be like the most non-event ever. And they'd be like, will Mom Talk survive this? It'd be like they missed like the light turn red before they got to like go through and like get, and it'd be like, will Mom Talk survive this? It was like just nothing ever happening.
Yeah.
But I know people love it.
House of Guinness, I think I'll watch this weekend.
Yes.
I watched one episode yesterday. I thought it was good. I didn't really kind of understand what was going on, but I feel like maybe I wasn't paying attention too much.
It's one of those ones I was a little bit like.
I'm like, maybe it's not really for something in the background. It's like probably something I need to put my phone in the kitchen for.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Put your phone in a box.
Yeah, exactly. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Before we start this fantastic show that we've all come to know and love, we must first stop everything because producer Callum has used a new font on all of the sheets he's given us.
Oh.
Golden Ticket, Cash Machine, and The Running Order. There's a new font.
Ew.
There is.
And look, I do like it, but you never told me. You never told me this was coming.
We need prior warning
What's with the change of font? What's going on?
Do you know what? I logged in this morning and all of my documents were set to this. If you look to... I was actually...
Oh, your
my
font was...
My computer's changed all of my font.
Oh, no.
I brought up some sheets of paper for after the show where we look at what we're going to do next week. And the font has changed on that as well.
I don't know
what has happened.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it.
I do like it, but this is what I'm saying. It's a lovely font. I really, really like it. It's very modern. It's very cool. It's very spin.
Mm. And it's very clear.
But I just think you should have told us.
You needed warning. There needs to be an adjustment period.
Yeah.
It was kind of a test because when it happened to me this morning, I was taken aback, but I didn't want to freak you out.
You knew I'd notice. It'd be the first thing I'd notice.
I think I'm going to make slight changes to the place every
I guarantee
day.
I'll notice every single one of them.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? Challenge accepted.
Recharged.
Chapel Roan and the Subway, you're listening to Spin. Speaking of the Subway, it'll make sense in a mo.
Yeah, I know it's stupid, but you just gotta see it for myself. I'm in
Cardi B.
Very good.
I'm delighted.
Done.
We are talking about
two corners in 2 days.
Hey, times are tough. Times are tough out there, brother.
I know last week on the show we were talking about this a little bit because Cardi B is going to extremes, I guess, in promoting her album that was announced that was released last week. Very good, by the way, if you're looking for it's very long. There's a lot of songs going on there, but really good stuff. I would say if you liked Invasion of Privacy, the last album in 2018, Fiona, you'd really like this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's potentially better.
Producer Callum, when you were off last week, we talked about Cardi B, I would imagine, 13 times a day.
No, we talked about her twice.
It's only a 3-hour show.
Twice.
And I think we talked about
Emma
her 13
chose her for one more tune.
And she chose her for one more tune.
And sorry, she has a lot going on.
A huge amount going on at the moment. She's
the only celeb doing anything.
Did you see her on Call Her Daddy?
Yeah, that's
you see that? Oh, you have that clip?
Yeah.
You don't have that clip, though.
I don't know what that clip is, but I have it.
Yeah,
that
she was
clip.
Talking about her hand disease.
Oh.
And oh, my God.
Okay, hang tight.
Not for love nor money.
Hang tight.
No!
All of a sudden, he's interested. Okay, we just played Chopper on the Subway. I said something relevant to that. Well, she is the new voice of New York City Subway.
No!
She's doing all these really unconventional, cool things to promote the new album. And
just because they're unconventional doesn't mean they're cool.
Dave, stop hating on Cardi B.
Emma says they're cool.
Yeah.
I think if it goes really, really fast, the Subway, she goes...
Really good. Three public service announcements. They're live between now and the 31st December. So I need to get myself to New York before then.
Yeah.
When is it, sorry?
It's between now. You'll hear them, Dave, because it doesn't end until New Year's Eve.
Daddy, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what it sounds like.
This is what you can expect.
We're walking here. Steps are for stepping, not sitting. Move it, bucko. These trains don't move without you. So make sure you pay that fare and keep it real. Stop Subway surfing. Ride safe, keep it cute, and keep it moving.
Wow. I love it. That's so good. I'm back on. I'm on board.
Keep it cute and keep it moving. The other thing, you did mention her being on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And I didn't see the clip you're talking about, I don't think. But I did see her talk about how she got her bum pierced only like recently enough. Now, when I say she got her bum pierced, imagine like it's just the pain of the potential tear. Ooh, it's right up the top of the crack, right?
I was just about to say, whereabouts do you get pierced?
I would have thought
very
cheek.
High.
Yeah,
you'd have to sit in
like
that
one hole. On each side.
Yeah,
like
headlights.
Cute. Yeah, I love that.
She blinged out big time. She spent $13,000 on real diamonds for her bottom.
Of course you need it for the art.
And
but like that's mad. I feel like she shouldn't pay that. I feel like her fella should pay that. Like she's
he's
not
the one who's going to enjoy it.
Exactly, she's not going to see it. Like.
Yeah, true. Well, the only thing who's seen it seems to be the toilet because it's gone.
No.
Oh my God.
Well, down the toilet. She was asked on the Call Her Daddy podcast about it.
Yeah, and it was so cute. It cost me like $13,000 because it was real diamonds. And guess what? It went down the toilet.
No.
I just don't understand like how... I'm not hating on her. I'm just saying it's mad that you can spend $13,000 and then openly say you've spent
$13,000. Yeah. I know it's a different world.
I've never seen $13,000. And she just... pooped it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When you put it like that, I know what you mean. But isn't she the most entertaining?
She's
like,
so funny.
You know, her being around so much at the moment is just a joy. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's allowed to be unrelatable because she's genuinely gas.
Really funny.
She's a busy mother. She can't keep the arse piercing in. It doesn't matter if it was 13,000.
Yeah, she's got 17 cars and she still can't drive.
She's on to baby number 4 on the way with the new fella. Yep. She also just added another title to her CV. She is a Guinness World Record holder by 2. In the first instance...
The drones is tired, honey. You can't even get it no more from a drone. But my album is still at Walmart, so make sure you got that. And support me, please. I need money.
You don't need money.
Just her arse piercing went down the toilet.
She teamed up with a drone delivery company and Walmart. And she set the record for the most drone deliveries of an album in an hour.
No way.
And only in the last 24 hours, she's gone and achieved another. This time for the most signed items that were sold in 8 hours.
Oh,
she's given it welly, and it's mad. Ever since only in the last week or so, she actually, you know, confirmed that she is pregnant. Now the bump is very obvious.
Yeah,
she's doing meet and greets with fans, having great crack with them. And I saw in photos the other day, she was in her big platform boots, and she has her bump now out, and she's doing all the meet and greets. And as you flick through the photos, the big boots are off, and you can see the lines where they were hurting her legs, and she's in her slippers. And I'm she's really. Like working hard.
What a warrior. For yourself, Card.
You haven't been pregnant. Do you understand what it's like?
No.
Neither
have you ever lost your bum piercing in the toilet? Call in.
You can't relate.
Oh, it's 7-7-11-3.
She's going on tour. It came kicking off in America.
Oh, amazing.
I would love her to be here, but we'll have to wait and see. Ow.
Recharged.
Finn, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope all is good.
Hey, hello.
Good
morning. How are you? I was legging it out after the show finished yesterday and after we finished up our bits.
Yeah.
Because I had an important appointment with my friend Terry. I'm trying to get my wedding ring sorted. Yes, I know.
Guys, I'm sorry, but like, she's getting married in like 2 days. It feels like it's time to.
But this is always kind of a last minute job. I feel like people get to their wedding and they're like, oh my God, we have no rings. I know my sister's friend had to like borrow someone's for the day. I feel like it's a detail that you do forget. It's like, no, we both need to get a ring.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so clueless with all this stuff.
I've heard of one person forget it and that's why I have decided that I'm fine with the way I'm doing it. So I was looking for something specific because my engagement ring is like round and it like a probably straight across typical wedding ring won't fit under it. Like it's going to need to be because it's like a bit of a hunk, guys.
Show me. It's absolutely stunning.
Well, I'll tell you
look
why
at the
now.
Size of that.
Yeah, it's nice. So I got this from the same girl, from Terry. Shout out. She has a business called Innae Jewellery and it's all like secondhand or like dead stock, like gold jewellery, and it's like at a really good price and she's deadly. When I was getting this ring, she comes to your house with loads of rings and you get to try them all on. And it's a really fun experience because when you're
not standing awkward in a jeweler's or anything, yeah.
Like whenever I used to go into a jeweler, because Dwayne proposed with like a dummy ring or whatever it's called, and then I was going around looking for rings. And you just, when you go into a jeweler's, you're so clueless. And like, if you ask, oh, can I try on that? They're like, as if it's like the biggest burden for them ever because they know you're not going to buy it and they're like, don't waste my time. Whereas Terry was like, yeah, I'll come to your gaff. Like, we'll have coffee and we'll do all this. So I went to her house.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And it was really, really fun. And I think I found my ring and we were just having the crack then. And she was looking at my engagement ring.
I'm confused. I thought that you meant that you went and hung out with Terry when you were getting your engagement ring.
No,
you went to Terry's yesterday.
Yes, so she got me my engagement ring and I think she got me my wedding ring she'll get Dwayne's as well. So she was like, oh, let me just take a picture like of your like wedding ring and that to make sure they go together. And then she like looked at my engagement ring and she was like, I'm just going to give it a little bit of a wash. And I was like, oh yeah, no problem.
What do you wash an engagement ring in?
You wash it in like soapy water, like fairy liquid. Oh, okay. Or like if you want to give it a bigger wash, I think there's like things on Amazon, like washing kits and stuff. But like I remember when I purchased it, she had said, give it a wash sometimes if you want. And I was like, yeah, absolutely never have. She took it away. She brought it back. It's a completely different colour now.
Oh no.
And it's like so sparkly. And do you ever just feel like the scruffiest wagon ever? I was like, I'm disgusting. Like, she handed it back and I was like, I don't recognize it at all. It felt like what I imagine, do you know, like when you give birth and if you do a poo and they like take the poo away to like, you know, get rid of, like, you know, like just like you are nasty. Like, you know, like when you're sitting in the hairdresser and you're like, have your hair wet and you're like, have to contemplate your life. Yeah. Or like me before I got my spray tan and was standing there like with my
like a boiled chicken
white body.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a very humbling, sobering moment.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it's a funny theory, like, and I know we could go into the whole like, how often do you wash your towel? And, you know, Dave has his own theories about how, you know, his theory is that you're clean anyway. But I would think if I'm washing my hands with soap, I'm cleaning the ring as well.
I think it's like, it doesn't take long. Like, she literally did it with like a little paintbrush and some fairy liquid and then it like just turned it out completely. I think like if you focus on it specifically,
you never really know how filthy you are though until like something like that happens. Like, if you think about it, like, do you ever go to like wash your phone case?
Yes.
And it's just disgusting.
Do you know, I was telling you last week when I, not to brag or anything, but got on the first class train carriage down to Cork and they had the phone charger
on the table
and I took off my phone cover to charge my phone and I was like, my phone is disgusting.
It's like you're looking
it's got like crusted in dirt.
You're looking at it and you're going, why the hell is like Amberleaf stuck in there? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, why the hell is that in there?
I don't even smoke.
Why is that? It's just disgusting.
What I did a few weeks ago, and it was kind of a good idea. I put my phone case in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's smart. And it survived.
It survived fine, but it still looks minging.
Oh, guys, moral of the story, we're all rotten.
We're all rank.
We're sick. We're absolutely sick. Do you have a wedding band?
I think so. Yeah.
Serena Carpenter now. This is Spit and how she feels manky after getting it cleaned. And we were just thinking about how disgusting our phone cases are. So we're all here
scrubbing their phone
cases. The smell of the alcohol wipes is like penetrating through the air.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, Serena Carpenter there in Manchild.
Did you see? I saw this Instagram carousel the other day and it was like celebrities who you can just recognise by their shoes.
The love hearts.
Yeah, the like boot Taylor with Smith the like the cut Ariana out. Yeah, I only recognise Sabrina's though. I didn't really recognise.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at that, but no, I would be good at
I think
at
I got three
Sabrina
out of four.
Of course you would.
One was Taylor.
Yeah, okay, just the boots, like the Eras Tour boots.
And then one was
the ones that go up to her shoulders.
Yeah. So that she can pee in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Was that a theory that we said in the show, or did I see that online?
There was a theory that she wears a nappy.
Yes,
and that's why the bodysuit is so thick.
It's so thick.
Now, that's something that needs a wash. The alcohol wipes on there.
7:33 almost. Alex, what's the story on the roads?
Morning, guys. The Lewis Green Line.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
You did it. Well done.
All good news on that form, but do you know what? Social media is changing for the worst, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think algorithms are getting really crap. Like, look at Twitter. Twitter's just been ruined and stuff like that.
I've had a lot of fun on Twitter lately. It just serves me loads of Cardi B stuff.
Well, that's because you're very far right, but like...
I think the traders brought Irish Twitter back a bit. Like, we saw good, like, I started seeing a bit of enjoyable stuff for the first time in a long time.
Very true. But I also think sometimes it's like too safe, and then other times it's just not safe enough. But this is one I'm going to talk about.
That's actually a really good point.
Find me a middle ground. This one is a bit like too safe. Last week, basically, I posted a picture of a certain someone withdrawing from the Irish presidential race and captioned it like, ha 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 ha, because I personally didn't think that person should be president.
Yeah, and Michael Flatley, you just don't really
rate his
dancing.
I got banned off Instagram for like 12 hours because someone who's obviously a fan of that person reported it. And Instagram doesn't look at it and say, oh, I agree or disagree. It just goes, okay, ban. No problem.
I really appreciate that you won't say the name, because let's just not speak.
Yeah.
But we will say, you never rated Joanne Donnelly. I know.
But then one of the presenters here in Spin, his name is Matthew Matthews. No, really. His name is Matthew Matthews. He is quite...
That's not the point.
No, he's quite big on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he got banned basically for kind of a ridiculous reason. So... Matthew sent us a voice note and I was like, just explain what happened, basically.
Morning, guys. So recently I left a comment on a friend's post. It was a social media appreciation post where he gained lots of followers. And I just left a comment saying, you are killing the game.
Okay, so pretty innocent, but I think you know where he's going with this.
Mm-hmm. TikTok took that as a threat and it removed my comments and sent me a notification saying you have violated community guidelines because I used the word killing.
Wow, okay.
Isn't that mad?
You'd think that somewhere as like modern as TikTok understands the dialect of young people.
You're killing it.
Killing the game is such a positive thing.
Exactly.
You know?
So
they should be able to cop the killing, you know, the AI or whatever should be smart enough to cop that killing the game is... It depends on what comes after.
It's
different
context.
From like it's the children.
Yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
It's quite different.
So algorithms are getting very, very safe lately, and I've been noticing it a lot on TikTok, especially where people kind of, instead of commenting something like the word kill, they'd say something else.
Yeah.
They'd say something like, oh, instead of, you know what I mean, the word kill, or like murder or something, they'd be like unalive.
Yes.
It's like not language.
You'd wonder how like RT got away with their clips and stuff because like, you know, you have been murdered.
I think it's because it's news or something. Or
no,
maybe,
like in The Traitors, you've been murdered.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Murdered with a 3 instead of an E, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know.
And I notice that on TikTok as well, like if they're trying to say something, they use like an @ for an A or just something that the algorithm won't pull their video down for.
Yeah, very true. So we've gone and put our ways... other ways that we can be really, really careful online to not get ourselves banned.
Okay.
All right. So, like Matthew Matthews typed, she killed it, or you're killing it. No, she unalived it.
That's good. That's
perfect.
Good.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, say for example, if you wanted to chat with a girl or chat with a guy, ooh, and someone would go, "Hey, shoot your shot." No. Pew your pew pew.
Oh, that's good. That and works. You know what? That's sexy.
Exactly. Yeah. Pew your pew pew, guys.
Such a turn on.
The death has occurred. No. The long sleep has occurred.
Oh, yeah. that's perfect.
The everlasting sleep.
He's bleeding deadly. Can't say bleeding. Mm-mm. Can't say deadly because dead. So instead of he's bleeding deadly, he's red rad.
He's red rad, man.
I don't know if I understand.
He's
that.
Red rad, like red bleeding.
Oh.
Rad cool.
Oh,
he's
love
bleeding
it.
Deadly.
He's red rad.
He's red rad.
That's a bit of alliteration there as well, Dave. Yeah.
You're going to hell. You're going down under. People will assume it's Australia, but it's a risk we're going to have to take.
Very You're good. Going to Australia, buddy. Okay.
You're a horrible person. You're going to Australia.
Straight on the prison ship. I had my Shayla. Now, Shayla sounds like Shane, which is a man's name, and that's not fair representation for all genders. Mm. You know, it's actually very discriminatory. So I would change that to my individual of unspecified gender.
That's nice. Yeah. That's very nice. That's better.
Because of woke.
Yeah, because of woke. We have You Ate No Crumbs, obviously popular sentiment that people share. You know, there's children starving, there's abandoned dogs looking for scraps. It's just not very sensitive. So I would change this to You Ate and Left an Appropriate Amount on Your Plate to Prepare for the Possibility that Someone Might Want Ends.
That's very good. You know? Very kind. That's very thoughtful.
And then finally, of course, we've got If You Have No Fans, I'm Dead, which is kind of a thing, like, yes. You know, to say you're deeply obsessed with someone. If You Have No Fans, I'm due a trip to the GP for a checkup to assess my general well-being, but as it stands, I'm in good health.
That's very good.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yeah.
You can't say, where's me vape? But you can say, where's my vial of puff?
Oh, very good. Very good. Vial of puff. Fantastic.
I see no issues there. No, I can't imagine that offending anyone.
No. You can't say slay, but you can't say just do your best and that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And you can't say yes queen because again, gender is not fair, but you can't say yes monarchy.
Incredible. Yeah. So, well done. Go forth and be safe. Yeah,
thank you very much. Please. You're on spin. Now today it's called Perry. That's her name, Perry, and that's her
that's
name.
A brand that's, of that's a brand of onion rings, Perry.
I think that's very naughty.
Oh, I want them now.
Oh, they also do tie rings.
I also have to say, it's kind of cool. I like the way she's just giving us the one single before the album.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just getting like more or less a full album before the album.
And
I don't know.
And you can become fatigued.
Or
it's
maybe
like
I
less exciting.
It the other way, actually.
They also do Monster Munch.
Well,
Perry Christmas.
Wow, you guys are so
maybe
on the
that's,
same.
They, maybe that's
right
Kato,
now.
I'm not sure. Anyway, Perry Christmas.
We're all very aligned right now.
Perry Christmas.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
At least we know what to give her if we ever see her again.
No, so let's not true. Do that. We just promised we'd stop doing things like that.
Onion rings.
A six pack, though.
I suppose.
Pretty generous.
We got Anne-Marie a giant pizza from Bambino because she had brought out a song called Unhealthy.
Well, like Bambino, it's a pretty generous one to get. You know?
It is coming up on 8 now. What's the story on the roads, Alex?
Morning, guys. Lewis Green Line Services.
103.8. Dublin. Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey. Hello, good morning.
It's
morning.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. I went out yesterday and did something that I didn't think I'd do again this year. I cut the grass probably for the final time, I guess.
Oh my God, well done.
One of the final times.
The final cut.
As I was out there, my next door neighbour was hopping around in his back garden. He's a lovely man. And he said, Emma, I've just been down the country. They have a house down there and they grow a lot of fruit and veg. And said, do you want a few potatoes? And I was like, sure. Thank you. That'd be very nice. So he comes back and gives me a bag of so many garden peas, so many potatoes, rhubarb. And
rhubarb.
What like else was
it? I thought that was a soap.
You thought it was what, Dave?
A soap. Yeah, rose and rhubarb.
And loads
That's
of
the soap you're getting, little
apples. So I was actually delighted with this. I was like, what am I going to do with this rhubarb? What am I going to do with all these peas? So what I said was, because I was absolutely hanging for a nap, was I took this really heavy bag of delightful harvested crops.
Fabulous.
And I put them in my sink, right? And I said, off I go now for a little lie down.
A little snooze.
I wake up and I look out the back garden. Bear in mind, the neighbour is still out the back garden doing his bits, like very clear view of my back garden. Mm. The dog has somehow managed to get into the sink, pull the bag out of the sink and throw rhubarb peas and apples and onions all across the garden. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I need to go out and get this beautiful, beautiful, fresh, you know, crop from the dog. But also he'll see me, although he already knows that I've disrespected him somehow because the dog has got hands.
Anyway, it looks like he said, here's what I'll do with your veg.
Here, Seamus.
Yes. Oh my God.
Have fun with that.
Here's your dinner.
Yes, exactly. Terrible.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Because it's my favourite part of the week. Because I guess to rank some of my favourite niche things in the past. I've done things like transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes, or I've done like lines from Titanic.
Great week.
Well, on Tuesday we play a game called Top 10 Tuesday, and it's where basically we're given a list of things we have to complete the top 10 of that list. On Tuesday, if you were here with us, I said, well, that's my Dave Rank sorted, because it was absolutely perfect. I welcome you this Friday to Dave Rank's Songs from This TV Show. Your Saturday night starts right here.
Yes! When telly was telly.
X Factor. The British one, because no one watched the US one. That was a bit of an odd time.
Not the Philippines, X
Factor. So I rank from 5 to 1 my favourites. Songs. There is no bad ones.
Are you talking about any song that was performed or specifically winning songs?
Specifically winning songs of the X Factor.
So the ones that always went to Christmas number
one. You won't hear any Olly Murs. You won't hear any One Direction.
Hey, spoiler alert in case anyone wants to watch the season's back.
I'm so sorry, spoiler alert. So we start off in fifth place with a song that is an absolute certified banger. I just don't really like the guy. But it's a fantastic song. It's impossible. Impossible. 2012, James Arthur, winner of the X Factor with Impossible.
Wow.
He had some voice. The main thing I remember from that was Nicole Scherzinger, his judge. And I just remember her up on her feet for that song. Like, she'd always be like waving around, like just crazy. She looked like the, like, you know, the, like,
she was
giant,
such a hype queen.
Like, floaty thing outside the car. Yeah.
A wacky waving inflatable arm flailing toothman. In fourth place, we go to, unfortunately, the only woman on the list. I know. And it's not Leona Lewis. In fourth place is Alexandra Burke.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I was listening to all of these songs yesterday, and I was like, the production value back in the day for X Factor was crazy.
Do you remember the music video? I can still see the Hallelujah music video with the big line of candles down the
room. Yes.
Oh my God.
And the memories in black and white of like her audition and things like that. Yeah, fourth place,
she's
Alexandra Burke. Incredible.
She's so good.
But in third place, a bizarre winner. I always felt like they went for the most unlikely winner because, okay, maybe they got the votes, but my God, they were never going to sell any albums. Like, this guy came first and One Direction came second. Third place is When We Collide.
Archie!
Matt Cardle in 2010 beating One Direction.
Very good.
Which is the most ridiculous sentence ever.
No, absolutely not.
You know what? I think you were almost cursed if you were an X Factor winner.
Yeah, you
better
want to be the runner-up.
But like, you were like, oh yeah, we'll definitely market Matt Cardle more than we'll market One Direction.
I know.
Absolutely not. Maybe they just always knew there was a plan for 1D and they'd do a different. Fun fact about that song, it's actually called Many of Horror and it's by Biffy Clyro.
Yes.
But they wanted to get rid of horror because of woke.
But also, so it like, it's when a we really, really bad.
Back
like,
in the 20s.
It's a really I feel like it's, the lyrics in it are awful.
Yeah.
When we collide, we come together. When you hit me,
if
hit
we don't,
me hard.
We'll always be apart.
Yeah, it's
it
just
makes
weird.
Sense.
I don't know. Anyway,
I'm singing it long, but yeah, I don't like the lyrics.
It's
now
in
that
the
you said
it. It's in the top three. We go to second place in X Factor winning songs, all the way back to 2005.
All right.
By the way,
this one I was definitely all over it like a rash. I loved it then around that time.
This is That's My Goal.
I'm
giving up, oh no. I'm here to win your heart and soul. Sing it, Shane.
That's why I'm here.
Sorry. What the hell? You completely ruined that.
For everyone, I thought it was the other part where he goes, that's why I'm here. So let's do it again.
I'm not here to let your love go. I'm not giving up, oh no. I'm here to win your heart and soul. That's my goal.
I have cried. cried so many tears over Shane Ward. I was 12 years old and it was the first time I felt a love deep.
You felt a tingle deep.
Don't know
yes,
fun fact.
Fiona, I think I did.
Don't know fun fact because you love my girlfriend and you think she's so cool.
We love Pips.
Pippa used to be in a girl band called Lady Nada back in the boom.
Excuse me?
No way. And Lady Nada.
And she supported Shane Ward.
Stop.
And Westlife, by the way.
And Westlife.
Yeah. She went on tour with Shane Ward and Westlife.
Sorry. Shut up.
Isn't that mad?
Look up Lady Nada, please.
Lady Nada. Why are they selling themselves short? Lady Nada.
Yeah, Nada. Anyway, it is not number one, Shane Ward. As fantastic as you are, it is not number one. Number one, originally sang by Miley Cyrus in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a man called Joe McElderry and The Climb. What is it, Joe?
He's the climb.
We did it, Joe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Incredible.
Yes, Callum.
Just have to bring you up really quickly, and this is good morning to Niamh, who is always on the ball here. One Direction actually came third in their season.
Third.
Who came second that year?
Rebecca Ferguson.
Well done.
Great day.
The Liverpool, the Scouse, wasn't it?
Yeah. She actually came out and said loads of stuff about X-Factor.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. So, yeah, just to go back to recap, Impossible at number 5, and that was James Arthur. Hallelujah in 2008 from Alexander Burke. When We Collide by Matt Cardle 2010. That's My Goal by Shane Ward in 2005. And Joe McElderry, The Climb in 2009, the best winning X Factor song.
People aren't happy, Dave. Where's Leona Lewis?
Nah, it's iconic.
Nah. So true.
Leo, what about Sam Bailey? What about Raxu?
What about them?
Come on.
Matt Terry.
What about
them? Can we say Joe McElderry, not a good singer? God bless. Lovely lad.
Tune.
A massive weekend in Dublin City this weekend.
Yes, it is. Good morning. All right, Mark Hogan, NFL superfan, welcome to the show.
Woo! Well, good morning, guys, and great to see you. And I mean that genuinely, because in the office here, I've been moved seat. And I have not seen a familiar face now in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like I've been on holiday and not one that you want to be on.
Mark usually sits outside our studio, but now he's been moved downstairs because of the renovations going on. Obviously, you're a super NFL super fan. You've been to the last three Super Bowls. You're part of Pro Football Ireland, the Irish NFL podcast. As you say, I'd say to imagine you've kind of been pulled every which way, especially this week, given what's happening this weekend.
No, it's crazy. And Emma's after saying there it's in Dublin, but it feels like it's all over Ireland. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the teams that are playing, have been travelling with one of their former players and a superstar at that.
Right.
Around the place, the Pittsburgh Steelers family is actually, they have roots in the north of Ireland.
Of course.
So they've been up to Newry on Thursday.
Deadly.
Just kind of seen it. So it's like, I know that they're calling it the NFL Dublin game, but I really believe it's the NFL Ireland game.
Yeah, okay, interesting. I like this. So what is happening? So this Sunday, it's just a regular season NFL match played outside the States. It's Pittsburgh Steelers versus Minnesota Vikings at Croke Park this Sunday. Why? Why are they not doing it in America?
Why are they not doing it in America? Okay, so it's definitely expanding. And first off, this is not the college game. People will think American football, we've been having that. It's different. It's like,
this is real extreme
the real,
NFL.
The big boys.
You're talking red zone.
Sorry to be this person, but it's like the Travis Kelce level.
The Travis Kelce level. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, sorry about her, Mark.
First mention. Yeah.
My point is, like, if it Travis was his mentioned. Team, Taylor'd be in town.
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Does that make more sense, guys?
Yeah.
So this is it. And it's like, we are at the massive level that obviously leads to the Super Bowl with all those superstar players, guys that are on the field this week are getting paid millions of dollars. It's at that level. So it's like, why have they come here? It's because there's a passionate fan base.
But like, so does the Premier League, and they don't do matches here.
Well, do you know, the Americans will tell you that the Premier League should be going over there as a payoff. Look, we'll give them a League of Ireland game. See if it sells at MetLife Stadium.
Up the bows.
Yeah, up the bows is right. Okay, amazing. Now, I really want to know, like, this is my main thing about American football, because my mates absolutely love it, right? And they go into the pub on a Sunday and they watch it, and they watch it all hours. And I kind of just want to go for the social aspect. I don't get it. Why, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, why are you into it? Because, like, it stops and starts a lot. I know you could ask that about any sport, right? But, like, it's American football. It's specifically their thing. Why are you into it? Why are people into it? Why do people enjoy it?
You know what? And you said there, like, it stops and starts. I think it's the perfect sport for our generation of people want to take out their phones. So it's like, I get this 15 seconds of action and then there's a pause, okay?
Right.
In terms of fantasy football, or in terms of getting food or whatever, in terms of going to the pub with your friends and having a chat, it's, all right, let's focus Okay, play. Let's talk about what just happened.
There's a lot of downtime. That's actually a really good
that
answer.
Sounds
for that.
Great. That's yeah, a really good answer.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm
hurting so fast. I'm there. Like, can we just discuss what the hell is going
there's
on?
There's time to chill. Yeah. Okay, I love that. And okay, Mark, I actually learned a fact about other football this week, also known as soccer, that if you take off your top, you get a yellow card. Mm-hmm. So you're not meant to do that. So what is a rule in NFL that like would surprise a person like me watching, that I'd be like, oh, I can't believe they get in trouble for that?
Do you know, it's the same thing.
Oh really?
There's certain celebrations that you can't do because people are getting, I suppose, too over the top with their celebrations.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're not allowed
to
dunk the ball through the uprights. Okay. As a celebration, just because they thought it was a bit excessive.
Because you'd think in America that it'd be like, go, buddy, celebrate. Like, you know, you think they wouldn't be told to come to reel it back in, per se.
That is exactly, it was getting a little out of hand, and now people are saying it's NFL No Fun League.
Right.
They still, they're now cracking.
They do
the
showboat, don't they? They might do a little trot on the touchdown line, or they might kind of like run very slowly towards the touchdown line if the rest of the players are ages away. They do like weird celebrations.
This is it, but they say like you're allowed to do two hip pumps, but not three.
Oh my God.
To that level.
Who's the one counting? Whose job
I
is it to
that's
count?
Someone's specific job. And that's your two.
You've had your fun, honey. Tell us this. What's the coolest piece of NFL merch that you own?
Oh, coolest piece. Oh,
I'd say you've plenty, do
no,
you?
No, I'm so lucky, but I think the thing that everyone wants right now is the Dublin ball. So there is a game ball right. With the logo on it. So it's not necessarily in my possession right now because one of the boys I did the podcast with, but we have one of the actual NFL official. You cannot buy them, but they gifted it to us.
Wow.
For the work that we've done or whatever.
Oh,
so there was great pride in that. It was also the ball that was used for the announcement.
Wow.
So when we saw it, we were like, whoa, we're getting
it. Are you going to frame that, like, or kick it around?
Oh, we scuffed it up straight away. We started throwing it around.
I love that you're not like, oh, let's keep it,
in, the plastic.
It's like, actually do what you're meant to do with it. No.
It was too late. We were excited. The game was just after being announced. We were like, let's throw this thing around.
I have to
ask one question for the girls and the gays listening. You were quite close and personal with Travis Kelce at one point.
Whoa. Let me talk about it, please. Right?
What was he like?
My partner was kind of like, don't think he's the one for Taylor and all this. Yeah. I don't get a good vibe.
Yeah.
So when we get to go to junkets or whatever, like, we've talked to so many players, I swear, I'm not just saying this on the show, he was really sound. The eye contact, he has me, and I'm staring at him. And just as I kind of signed off, I said thanks to him, and he gave me a little wink and said, you got it, and just a nod.
Yeah.
And that was him gone, but it was, you don't get that from guys.
But like, he knows.
You probably don't get that from a lot of NFL players.
That's exactly
it. You kind of fancy him, Mark, as a straight man.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I think it's because he knows he's retiring soon, and he's looking to get into a more just man about town, house husband kind of vibe. So he knows he has to be friendly, personable, shake the hands of everyone and give a little wink.
Mark Hogan, NFL super fan and part of the Pro Football Ireland, the Irish NFL podcast.
I gotta listen to that to get myself ready for Sunday.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Mark.
Sunday.
So
I look forward to all the breaks.
Yeah. I can't wait to go on my phone.
I can't wait to go to the toilet.
Unreal.
Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, ooh. Welcome to the madness.
What does that mean?
It means that we are about to get crazy.
It sounds familiar.
We're about to give away loads and loads and loads of cinema passes because we're celebrating the last Friday of the month. We started this a long time ago. It was like the winter solstice, shortest day of the year, and we had a bit of fun with it saying we'll do a really short quiz. We had such a good crack with it. We were like, let's bring it back, but not too often because it's a bit too mad.
Yeah, we did want to do it
every week, but luckily we have a good producer who said that would get tiring.
Oh, yeah, that would get really annoying, guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to ring as many people as we possibly can, ask you tiny, very short questions, very easy questions, and even if you get them wrong, don't you worry. We
very tiny questions, very easy.
We'll sort you with IMC Cinema Passes. Shall we start making calls?
Yes, please, let's go.
Let's do this. We're looking for you first, Katie. Katie, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Katie.
Morning, Katie.
Good morning, guys.
Here we go. You ready for your shortest quiz question?
Yeah.
Here we go. Day after today.
Saturday.
Yay! Nice one, Katie. You've just won yourself some IMC Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Well done, Katie.
Thanks,
bye,
guys.
We're looking for you, Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, here's your question, Sam. Any emoji?
winky face.
Yeah. Oh, little flirt.
You little saucy.
Go on, Sam.
Saucy, Sam.
I like it. Sam, me and you are off to the cinema. Good luck, Sam. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Bye.
God, I worry if someone had said like the tongue out emoji. You would have completely lost your mind. Looking for you now, Shane.
Hello.
Hi, Shane. Welcome to the Shortest Quiz. How are you?
Hey, Shane.
Hi. Very good. Very good.
All right, Shane. Are you ready for your question?
I sure am. Let's do it.
County starting with C.
Carlo.
Yay!
Bit of a long question, but you know, don't worry. She's new, Shane. Sorry about her. She's very new. She's very green. You know, Shane. You know yourself. Listen, Shane. You're off to the cinema. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Bye, Shane.
Bye,
Shane.
Bye.
Now we're looking for you, Amo. Hello, Amo. Good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Tickle me, Amo.
Yeah. I like you.
The Sheen version.
Oh, I love it.
Amo, here's your shortest quiz question. Animal that meows.
Cat.
Yay! Spot
bonus
on,
points.
Amo.
Give us a meow.
Meow.
Oh, beautiful. That's your second IFC Cinema Pass. Congratulations, Amo. You've just won Cinema Passes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Darren, we're looking for you now. Your number ends in 6-8.
Hello.
Hello, Darren. Yo.
Darren, you're on today's shortest quiz. The question is a bit mental, but go wild. Oh. Darren, favourite curse word? Yay! Unfortunately, we didn't hear it. He said, no, just. Darren, have a great day. You've just won IMC Cinema Pass.
Thank you.
Well done, Darren.
Thank you.
Bye.
Two more.
Two.
For now.
Yay. Yay.
Chloe, where are you? We're looking for you. Your number ends in 6-5.
Hello?
Hello, Chloe. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome
morning,
on into the shortest quiz.
All right, Chloe, are you ready
Thank
for your
you.
Question?
Yeah.
Okay, snap, crackle and...
Pop.
Yay!
Great question.
Fiona,
great
you.
Question.
Thank you.
Very
Thanks.
Good.
Well done, Chloe.
Congratulations.
You're off to the cinema.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good luck.
Last player. For now.
It's just a hanging in there. Like, just hangs there for so long. For now.
Oh, no. Emma, we're looking for you now. Hello, Emma. Welcome to the Shortest Quiz.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Emma, what's my name?
Emma.
Yeah.
You didn't know if I was Emma or Fiona.
She was like, which one are you?
Are you Dave? Emma, congratulations. You're off to the cinema. Have a great day.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Okay, shall we go again?
Have to give it to you, Emma. You were very quick on that curse word buzz.
I know.
On the beat. Well done. Sorry, to throw you on there.
What I liked was the way I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That was a good question. We should do that every week.
Yeah, I like it.
I think we should ask every person, just to challenge me.
Yes.
Every
challenge. How good can she be on the buzzer? If she gets it wrong, she gets fired.
If you would like to come on and win yourself some IMC Cinema Passes, get in touch now. The word short in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Quickly! Welcome back in. We play the shortest quiz on the last Friday of every single month. We started it because, I don't know, we were having fun with the fact it was the shortest day of the year a few years ago, and that's kind of why.
Listen, we were a lot more creative back in the day.
Now we're just going, do you know what? Yeah, shortest quiz. Let's just keep doing that, even though it's just a random Friday in September. Hmm. Very short quiz questions, very short answers, and as many IMC Cinema Passes as we can give away, we shall. Let's get back to the phones. Michelle's there.
Hello.
Michelle, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Michelle.
Morning,
how are
Michelle.
You?
Good, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Michelle. Name a football team.
Man United.
Yes! Yay! Spot on and the correct answer, Michelle. You're off to the cinema. Have a great day.
Bye, Michelle.
Ooh, thank you.
Good luck, bye.
And another Emma. God, they're all coming out of the woodwork this morning. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hon, how are you?
Morning, Emma.
Hi, Emma, how are you doing? All right, are you ready for your question? Are you ready for your question?
Yes, ready for our question.
Amazing. Something you brush.
Hair.
Yay! Very good,
well
Emma.
Done.
Well done, you're off to the cinema. What's another thing you brush? Oh, a horse.
Teeth.
Your dog.
Your teeth.
Teeth is a good one. Looking for you now, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
Hi, Anne-Marie. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Morning.
Hey, here we go. Yellow fruit.
Banana.
Yay. Incredible, Anne-Marie. Well done. You're obviously a scholar. Well done. You're off to the cinema on us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Last player.
Ooh, you know what
for
that means?
Sadness. Maria, we are looking for you now. Hello, Maria. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning, Maria. Here we go. Here's your question. Because you're the last player, you know what that means. Do a sneeze.
A chew.
Yeah. Spot on. Hey,
well done, Maria. You're off to the cinema.
Have a good one, Maria. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. That is it for a while. Now, looking ahead right to the calendar, the next time we're going to play this game is going to be obviously the last Friday of October, and just by chance the last Friday of October is going to be Halloween night.
Ooh, the 31st. Ooh.
Halloween morning,
a very
31st.
Spooky short quiz.
Ooh.
That'll be lots of that.
Ooh. What does a ghost say?
Ooh.
Ooh. What does
a pumpkin say?
50 years ago. Get out of there.
I'm a pumpkin.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just like, what does a pumpkin say? I just think it'd be fun to ask someone that question. I think they'd be on the spot. They'd say silence, and I'd be like, yeah, congrats.
Yeah, you win no matter what. That's the beauty.
It's so true.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. The number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday. Last night was the final of the comedy club that I run, Cherry Comedy, the Breakout Act of the Year final. So we had been running heats for the past 5 weeks, getting kind of relatively new acts who are doing great, and final last night. Anyway, really, really good. Amazing guy called Patrick Conlon won. I just have to shout out one of his jokes.
It's just what we need, another male comedian.
I know. Well, a woman and another woman were runner-ups, and one of them is from Venezuela.
Oh, very nice. So it's giving the other one
diversity.
From Cork.
She's from Waterford, actually. Shout out. So Patrick Conlon won. Just because we've been talking about Cardi B so much, he has a joke about WAP, the song. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the P is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that, in terms of making it sexy, like a wet A. not too attractive. Not much. Maybe you had to be there. Anyway, shout out Patrick, winner of competition.
Fair play, Patrick. We'll keep an ear out for him. Listen, welcome on into One More Tune. This is the part of the show where you get to take over the music and decide which song should launch your weekend. This isn't exactly like a big thumper Friday tune, but I did see...
Really isn't.
It's shite. It's absolutely shite.
It's not shite at all.
It's shite.
You don't know real music, man.
Whoa.
I was at the Olympics.
I like the way you really doubted yourself.
Right, I was at the Olympia on Monday for an acoustic Dermot Kennedy gig. The real ones will know this one.
So wouldn't you let me know if you were thinking less of me? That's what she asked me, what was promised, what we both agreed.
Oh, yeah, it's that song he recorded on the Nokia 3310, isn't it? Yeah, class. Wow. Emma is fuming, by the way. We're having the joke, and she's so serious about Dermot Kennedy because she has 70 Dermot Kennedy tattoos.
Okay, I have one. And I say other Dermot Kennedy fans are also going, how dare you?
That is crap.
Okay. That's Dermot Kennedy, and it's called For Island Fires and Family. To spite him, please vote for me. It's Emmett, a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And here is the winning song.
Oh.
I'm at an all time.
God, it sounds like it's recorded in a tin can.
Yeah, it does.
It's class.
Sounds like it's recorded on that Nokia where the numbers were both on the same button. Do you know? That one, the key. Anyway. Go on,
the resident comedian, Fiona Crawley there. We will be hearing more from her later. Listen, that's John Bellion. It's called All Time Low. If you want to hear it as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Right, Fiona.
And shout out to our girl who's just given birth to her baby, Rocky Irish. This week, I've gone for this.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
That is Wild Thoughts with DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller. If you want to hear it, it's Fiona and WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, I've gone for Dermot Kennedy for Island Fires and Family. Help me out here, guys.
He's going to need it.
Emma, what?
I know.
It's like his most renowned song. It's Emma and WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for John Bellion and I'm at an all-time low, 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 and a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled and Rihanna. It's Fiona and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Spin's Bully
Recharged.
It's Emma Dave and Fiona on Spin. There's Chapel Roan. A reminder, kicking off at 10 o'clock this morning is a naughty threesome with Michaela Hayes. Later on this evening, get your naughties fixed again with Steve K from 3 o'clock.
Nice.
Anyway, in the meantime, well, no, sorry, that's dismissive. Congrats to all working on the naughty threesome and well done. But in the meantime, I want to talk about something very wholesome and beautiful that I saw on Instagram. Do you know, obviously, there was the half marathon last week and people are in the throes of training for the full marathon, which I always love because the halfway point is at my house, not to dox myself, but I like to cheer people on.
I don't think it should be called a half marathon. I think it should be called something else. Like, I did a... I don't know, like, what you'd call it. A fantastic achievement.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, like, doing a half marathon is still unbelievable.
It's incredible.
But it makes it sound like not as good as a marathon.
Yeah,
it's
like,
still
make
class.
It be its own thing. Yeah. So true. And something I... so
call
I
it a Snickers. That's a layered joke. Much like a Snickers. Snickers used to be called marathon.
I was going to say you could call it a Twix because you get half of it. Like, the... anyway, I'm not.
Fiona, you're on fire this
great
morning
today, am I?
And you can see her every Thursday at Cherry Common.
And I'm very good. But I saw this on Instagram and I thought, let's bring more themed races into the ether. In Paris, there's a race specifically for waiters and you do have to be working in the hospitality industry to enter.
Fun.
It's a 2 kilometer race, but you don't run it. You can walk quickly if you want, but you can't break into a jog. The premise is you're given a tray on which is placed a glass of tap water, a coffee, and a croissant.
Wow.
Oh my God, it's like a very specific egg and spoon race.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot more damage could be done.
And they have to do a gentle saunter through Paris and arrive back at the 2 kilometer finish line. And then the judges assess, like, your vessels. Has anything come out of the water? Has anything come out of the
That's
coffee?
That's good crack, that is. And I they like judge, that.
Like, wouldn't you love to just come across this on holidays?
Like,
everyone is out cheering them on. It's just a nice vibe.
I remember when I was growing up, like, getting a job when I was in school, all my friends were making really good money at the time, like, from tips from hospitality. And it was just so annoying because they were, like, actually saving, not annoying, but, like, good for them. They were saving their wages and living off their tips as a teenager. And I was like, I wish I could, but I just know I'd be the person who'd spill the spaghetti on the person I'm serving it to. I would drop the plates. I'm just...
Do you know when they come and clean your table? And you're like, how are you going to carry all that? You are incredible. Waiters are underrated, man. They're so
they
good.
They are.
Never mind to kind of put this level
put
of
this
skill.
Pressure. But you know the French, they're very chill. Like, they're not rushing around with it at all. And if they spill something on you, to be honest, it's your fault. So that's the beauty of this. I looked up why participate. They have good reasons. Have fun and try and get on the podium. Celebrate an emblematic profession of Paris, because I think they really respect their hospitality workers.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, get back in shape after the winter.
Oh,
is there
good.
Other
after the winter? We're coming into winter.
I know, but I think this actually runs in March and it's Instagram Reels, so I probably got it 3 years after the fact.
Okay,
but hey, it's perfect timing for me.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, what kind of Irish versions could we do this? Because I would like to see a themed race or two happening on our streets.
I was at the half marathon last weekend, cheering on a friend. Like, grand, like.
Not enough trays.
Yeah.
Not enough costumes.
I've always said that.
Yeah. So first, for Leinster specifically, the race could be getting through a busy pub the day of the Rugby World Cup final while holding 2 vessels of something that that rhymes with dynamite, also known as the Leinster handcuffs. Next up,
you don't have to put on this outside accent, by the way.
Do I not sound any different?
No, after I heard, I think it's on in March. I was like, you're good.
Sometimes I give myself away. Next up in Cork, it could be a 2 kilometre race up and down Patrick Street with the aim to mention the fact that you're from Cork as many times as possible.
Love it.
While balancing a bottle of Tenora and a slice of Fastiles. Okay, the Drury Street Derby. So instead of shoes, you have 2 slices of Bambino and you need them to stick to the soles of your feet with hot honey alone. The task is to get down the street without getting interviewed by a tiny mic influencer and without buying a vintage bomber jacket that you'll never wear again.
Very good.
Next, get from Suffolk Street to the entrance of Stephen's Green while balancing an unwrapped breakfast roll on your head, avoiding the seagulls overhead. The seagulls have all been given a bite of 1 hash brown, so they have the taste of
nice, 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 nice.
One more. Get through an Irish funeral, procuring one of each flavoured tiny triangle sandwich, a bowl of funeral soup, and shake the hands of all immediate family members in 60 seconds or less.
Fantastic.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Actually, great with taste.
We always say we give them a lovely send off.
Stop right now. This has been Spins Bully Charge.
Recharge.
So we've talked about Vinted quite a bit on the show. Vinted obviously is the place where you can buy and sell clothes, very like Depop, but really kicking off here and
the
becoming quite
version.
The Yassified version, yeah, it's very popular, and I've bought loads of bits off it recently. To be honest, I think our receptionist here at work is sick of seeing me coming.
You say that, but like I get so much stuff as well, yeah. And she doesn't mind. She's probably getting stuff as well.
Poor Zoe,
she likes it.
I'm like,
give me something to do.
Anything for me today. And it's always, I'm getting some great bits off it. But anyway, I'm also selling stuff. I'm trying to break even because I got excited by Vinted and spent far too much money.
I'm going and on also, it like the same amount of time I go on Instagram now. Yeah, I just see myself like opening Vinted.
Me too.
It's crazy.
And Dwayne, my boyfriend, always goes, scrolling dresses. Don't want to talk to me.
That's cute.
I genuinely have been spending less time on Instagram.
Yeah. You're always like, you think you'll find that one thing that's going to heal you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it won't.
But yeah, it's mad. I'd love to see my screen time actually and see the comparison. But as a result of me selling stuff, because I'm like, first of all, I don't need any more crap. I need to get stuff out of the house. And I'm up and down to the post office more than I have ever been, ever.
Fair play. Apparently the post offices are like, this is insane.
Yeah, my
local post office had a sign out being like, no Vinted orders after a certain time of day. I will say, I've had a blue IKEA bag of stuff I've been meaning to sell on Vinted for 6 months and I haven't done anything with it. So I really am so proud of you guys and in awe.
What I will say is I'm not going to stop selling stuff on Vinted because, you know, it's a great way to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of effort. So, for example, when you're selling on Vinted or you're buying on Vinted, you have an option where you can spend an extra quid or whatever to get a home delivery, or you can go cheaper, a little tiny bit cheaper, and go Parcel Connect.
Yeah.
I didn't realise any of this kind of crack when I was selling stuff. So I was printing off labels, sticking them on, going to the post office. And my first stumbling block came last week at the post office after queuing for 25 minutes. Honestly, it was so busy in there. I arrived up and say, finally, top of the queue. Can you scan this, please, so I can send it? And they say, no, that's actually a Parcel Connect one. That doesn't go from here.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, damn. Okay. Like, this parcel is worth €4 to me. Please. Had to go find a Parcel Connect drop-off point. Anyway, that was grand. Figure that out and then realise to read the label differently. Some are for the post office, some are for Parcel Connect. Grand. My boyfriend Jack was selling stuff and he said, don't even print the labels. You just go with your online scan. Don't be worrying about that. I said, grand.
Yeah, the digital label.
Went back the next day with a few other bits, or a few days later, sorry. Got to the top of the queue, took ages. Digital label. She said, no. Those labels, they need to be printed.
But that's like famously not true. Like, I just gave your one my phone yesterday.
No, Dave, this is the thing. Some of them are different. Some of them are a different request. So in my bag, I had 3 or 4 items to get rid of. One was a digital label.
Yeah.
No, that one needs printing.
No.
That one needs printing.
That's not a digital label. That makes no sense. I'm so curious as to what that is, because if it says the option, you can digitally have a look at this label, basically, and you click yes, it'll get ready, and then it sends it to you, and then you give your phone over to the
post office. This is why I'm perplexed too.
I don't understand that, because really I've never had that experience.
But yesterday, I've just been in and out of post offices so much. You see Westlife everywhere with their new stamp out there.
Fair play to the lads.
And I'm happy for the on-post service to be busy and all the rest. But anyway, yesterday, as I was doing the whole rigmarole of going to the post office, anyway, Jack, who I'm going out with, said, would you just send off a letter for me? So basically, when he moved over from England, he brought his car over, blah, blah, blah. Hasn't been paying road tax in England. Keeps getting fined every month for not paying his road tax, 100 quid a month.
Oh.
Something along these lines. Because he never properly, and didn't realise he had to do this, declare his car is now in Ireland,
off the road.
So he said, will you just send that letter for me if you're going down to Grant? And I saw the address and it was like, literally like company name. So say like, but a random, like DO1, something, right? Looked like a postcode, just 3 letters. And then it said Swansea.
Right.
And then it gave a postcode. And I was like, random. So anyway, I went up and she said, where's this going? I said, UK. She gave me a stamp. And as I went to put it in the bag, I was just looking at the letter again. I was like, I better kind of add something to that to make sure it gets there.
Yeah.
Guess what I wrote in under Swansea?
United Kingdom?
England.
Oh no.
I'm such an idiot.
That is not getting in within the borders of Wales.
Because famously Swansea isn't in England.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I didn't know that.
Emma, tell them. Dave, where is it?
I never knew that Swansea was in Wales.
No.
I feel so stupid.
Wales, yeah.
You knew that too, didn't you?
Man in the know.
Always knew it.
Did you?
Oh my God.
I had no idea.
Good, thank God.
I thought it was England as well.
I thought I was going to get such a slagging off you for that this morning.
No, I thought that Swansea was in England.
So I sent a little video to Jack saying, just change the address to make sure it gets there. You know,
oh,
sent
God.
A video and then popped it in the bag, sent off on WhatsApp and he said, why did you send it to England? It's meant to be going to Wales.
So oh, like, God.
It's gone to some estate in England.
Yeah, the Welsh nationalist to be up in arms.
The worst part is, if that doesn't get there in the next few days, he's going to get charged another 100 quid for this month.
No, you might have to pay that.
The people of Swansea will pay.
This is Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
Oh, my God, we were so close to giving this away yesterday. It was a near miss. We got to song 5. It felt amazing. And then the lows were so low. But we're getting close. I feel like we're going to send someone on their holidays today.
We say that now and this person's going to get one.
Don't say that. It's all the thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Don't make a show of me in front of you.
We're hoping that we can sort you out, Rebecca, with a holiday. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm just so nervous. I've been listening to it for weeks and I'm like, please don't freak me.
Really? No, you're going to be absolutely fine.
Why are you entering if you don't want us to ring yet, Rebecca?
Because I've been listening and I was hoping that you would give another, like, kind of clue for the tour song. So I'm like, right, they're going to make it easier and then I'll enter.
I can tell you for a fact, you don't need a clue for song 3 this morning.
No, it's
you don't need anything.
Easy enough. Do you know what, Rebecca? It's funny you say all that because I was once at a wedding and a girl asked me what I did and I said I worked on the radio and she said, oh, you know that cash machine? I couldn't enter that because in case they ring me, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but you might win €105,000, which is going to say, she's like, I wouldn't care. It's embarrassing. It's Scarlett. Like, so, Rebecca, I can't see.
Yeah, when the phone rang, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for answering,
but
Rebecca.
But also, Rebecca, we can hang up if you want.
No, it's fine.
Dangle the dream and take it away.
All right, let's do this thing, Rebecca. Let's win you a holiday for free. That's what we're hoping to do today.
Rebecca, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I listen to it every morning.
Oh, go on.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Yeah, 25.
Do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
Yeah, 5.
That's it, Rebecca. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fort Ventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Rebecca, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Crumlin.
Nice. Rebecca. From Crumlin.
All right. The other thing about this is you know the story with song 1 and 2, don't you? So just be as quick as you can and save yourself some time.
Yeah.
Honestly, you don't even need to wait for the song to play. You, as soon as I say start the clock, that's when you say it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So here we go, Rebecca. And I can hear the nerves, Rebecca. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some deep breaths in.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
And here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Rebecca from Crumlin. Best of luck. Song 1.
Do it for Crumlin, Rebecca.
Yeah. Song 1 in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso, you know the deal. Nice.
You got that in less than a second and a half. You have 23.6 seconds left for 4 songs.
Here we go.
I'm worried about you, Rebecca. I feel like you're going to pass out. I can hear the nerves.
She very much did not take a breath in.
No.
All right, Rebecca, let's go for song 2. I think you're going to know it. You're going to be fine. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
The club isn't the best place to find
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Stop the clock.
Ed
Look
Sheeran
at that.
And Shape of
we're
You.
We're giving it away.
Yeah, well, let's just all remain
No, I just
calm.
Mean in general. Like we're just giving
we
it
We are. Do you know what, Rebecca? A man would never be this nervous. He had half your skill.
No, I know.
So come on. Act like a man. You've got 21 seconds left for 3 songs and your swap still remaining.
A resident feminist. Fiona Frawley there. Act like a man. Here we go, Rebecca. 21 seconds on the clock. And song 3 in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Fuck.
Okay, swap it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie XCX and Apple. It's gone now.
Yeah, I knew the name, but I didn't know the artist.
Don't worry about it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're going to know the swap one. It's grand.
The main thing is you act quickly with your swap and you've reset the clock back to those 21 seconds. You played very well. New song 3 playing for you now in a second, Rebecca.
Here we go, Rebecca. Yeah. Song 3, a brand new one. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Appetite Rosé.
Yeah, perfect.
Well,
we're giving you that one.
Absolutely. Well done. ABT from Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Very good, Rebecca. Yeah. I feel so alive. You have 18 sorry, is that TMI? You have 18 seconds left for two songs.
Okay.
Now, Rebecca, this is the only one I'm a little bit nervous on. I can't give you any clues, but listen, the best of luck with it. You have 18 seconds. So if you don't know it straight away, don't panic, okay? Just have a listen and listen carefully. 18 seconds on the clock, and song four plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Oh, cheers, Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop the clock.
Not a bother on her, lads. Not a bother.
You made me nervous, Joe. That was an easy one.
Yeah, don't shut up.
Now, what I will say, doing, right? Rebecca, I can hear the heartbeats, right? Yeah. I can hear the heartbeats. Yeah. If you thought that that was easy, wait till you hear song five.
And wait till you hear the fact that you have 14 seconds left. Oh! To get song five.
Here we go.
Rebecca. Right, we're going to do this, lads. We're going to do this.
All right, Rebecca, here we go. Song five on Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket to win a trip to Fuerteventura. With 14 and basically a half seconds left on the clock, song five plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, Subway.
Yeah.
3, 2,
quick.
1.
Oh, no.
No!
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, no!
Rebecca, no! What do you mean?
Who was it? Put me out of my misery.
Chapel
Who was it?
Chapel and the Subway.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Oh,
do you know the one at the end that goes, she gone, she gone away. Oh, no.
Would you have got that? Like, would you have thought Chapel?
No, I don't think I would have got that, no.
Okay, that makes me feel a bit better, but I'm sad.
Oh, no. I know.
I was genuinely getting ready to stand up and do a lot of standing
up. I thought you were going to be un-vacuum bagging your vacuum bag of summer clothes. I thought you were going to be off.
Rebecca.
I had me sunglasses on and all ready.
Rebecca, I'm so sorry.
What would you say to someone who's been listening to this game and has never entered?
Don't. No, I'm kidding.
Great advice.
No, I wasn't joking. Yeah.
All right, let's send you out some IMC Cinema passes. I know it's not the same thing, but let's try and just do something because you were phenomenal. Yeah.
Great player, Rebecca.
Disappointed. Thanks
for listening. Have a great day, Rebecca. Good luck.
Have a nice day.
Thanks so much, Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.
If I had said Chapel Lizard as a clue, would you have killed me?
No.
Not me.
Callum would.
We have another chance to play Monday. Got it for Rebecca. You're on spin. Thanks for spending time with us this week. Don't forget, across the weekend, if you want to catch up, if you're out for a stroll or just doing the dishes, you can catch our podcast. It's called Fully Charged Recharge.
And if you're sick of us, that's absolutely fine.
Because we're back here Monday, whether you like it or not. Michaela is on the way kicking off the Naughty Threesome. For now, though, you are voting for your one more tune, the song, to close the show. I went for Dermot Kennedy for Island Fires and Family.
I went for John Bellion and All Time Low.
And I went for DJ Khaled and Rihanna, Wild Thoughts.
Well, with 40%, you've gone and done it, Fiona. Fair play.
Ooh,
congratulations to Rihanna and her new Baba.
Yep.
Michaela's on the way. Have a fantastic weekend.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled. I don't know if you could take. Spin.